Porto, what did you think of the first team offense? Got the fourth Friday.
I felt like we did pretty good, man. You know, but going back looking at film, you know, we seen a lot of mistakes we had. You know, and we feel like this week we're gonna try to fix our mistakes.
What do you how do you take that step from game one to game two this week?
Oh man, you just gotta have that mindset, man. You know, and offense, we just feel like we got a lot to improve this year. You know, because last year, you know, it wasn't what we expected, but this year, you know, we got new offense, and you know, we feel like we got a lot to prove on, and you know, we got a lot of expectations for ourselves. So this week, you know, we got to go in, and you know, we're gonna play more, so we got to showcase ourselves.
How much more comfortable does that seem these days? I know you're
really. Yeah, man, he's very comfortable, man. I feel like Adam is a starter. I mean, you know, he still don't feel like he on the team. But, you know, I tell him every day, man, you're on this team. There's nothing you can do that you won't be a part of this team. But, you know, Adam's a great guy, man. You know, I'm his roommate now, you know, and in a hotel, I'm his roommate, you know. And, you know, it's a blessing to be a part of that guy, man, and just be with him, man. He's a great, smart guy, you know. And, you know, he got a lot of things going on him, but, you know, he's taking it in very good.
Coach called him a superstar around here. Do you kind of see that same thing as you guys are out and about?
You know, he is a superstar, man. He's a superstar to me, too. You know, he tried to call himself Mankato Flash. You know, he's trying to steal my name and stuff, but, you know, he's a great guy, man. At the end of the day, man, you know, hats off to Adam, you know, and I know he's going to make the team. I don't care what anybody else say, man, he's a part of this team.
Do you think that's assuring to him when you tell him you know he's on the team? Do you think that gives him some confidence?
It really don't, man. I be trying to get him confidence, but he just feel like he's still not part of this team, man. And I tell him every day, man, you're part of this team. And, you know, he's still saying, I'm not, man. I still got to go in line and prove myself. But you need that out of a guy, man, feel like you're not part of this team. You know, just make him work harder.
Quirks or anything?
He just go to sleep too early for me, and you know, I'm a late guy and I like to stay up and talk, and Adam, he like to go to sleep at 10 o'clock, and you know, it kind of pisses me off, you know, because I need to talk to, you know, just talk about things and just talk about life, man. But he be already sleeping, you know. Yeah, I just go in this, I know he's sleeping, I just go in there, open his door, and just, you know, just stare at him sometimes.
Did you notice his talent right away last year when first saw him in camp?
Of course, man. A talent like that, you cannot hide, man. You know, I have defensive guys, you know, better than saying Adam should have been a part of this team last year, you know. And I feel that too, man. I feel like he should have been a part of this team, but he wasn't. And this year, you know, he feel like he got a lot to prove and try to make himself. And, you know, he's a part of this team, I would say, man. I don't see no way he can not be a part of this team.
What's your reaction when, you know, you hear about what happened with Linval as a teammate and probably a friend? I mean, what's it like when you hear about something like that? And what does it mean, the fact that he was okay and he's back out here?
It's a blessing that he's all right, man. You know, we all be in the wrong place at the wrong time. But, you know, it's nothing I can talk about. You know, you got to talk to him and Coach Zimmer about that. You know, if it was me, you know, I'd talk about it, but it's not me. So you just got to let that go.